Before we begin, know that this episode continues a previous story. We recommend listening to episode number 10, Return First, if you haven't done so already. Welcome to Luma Maxima, the Dominant Queer Escort. Dominance. Control. Desire. Bear. The silence hung between them, thick like a cloud, filling the room with an almost unbearable weight. Lara's thoughts swirled, a storm without beginning or end, lost somewhere between confusion and anticipation. The woman lying in her bed wasn't called Eva, and she was a sex worker. The term echoed in her mind, as if naming it could dissolve the diffuse tension between them. Yet instead, it only brought more questions. Lara had no idea how to handle the truth she had just uncovered. Slowly, she pushed herself up, her movements jerky and her gaze caught Luma's. Luma looked back at her calmly. Her eyes reflected a glimmer of honesty, laced with something darker, something that both captivated and unsettled Lara. There was an uncharted depth there, something she wasn't ready to name, at least not now. She stood, her voice almost a murmur, escaping her lips like a breath. I need a coffee. It was an excuse, a bridge to something normal, a small attempt at regaining her balance. Without another glance, she moved out of the bedroom. Luma sighed softly before she too got up and quietly followed Lara to the kitchen. There, she found Lara standing at the counter, trying to fill the coffee maker with grounds. Luma watched as Lara's fingers fumbled, her gestures uneasy, betraying the disarray of her thoughts. Approaching from behind, Luma waited until Lara cast a fleeting look over her shoulder. There it was. A small, barely there smile lingering at the edges of her lips. Luma slipped her arms around Lara's waist. Her touch was gentle yet firm, a presence that enveloped. Lara could feel the warmth of Luma's breath against her shoulder, the steady and tender pressure of her embrace. Luma leaned in closer, burying her face in Lara's hair. She breathed her in, a long, indulgent inhale, her sigh exhaling across Lara's skin like a whisper of heat. Lara felt her body stir under Luma's touch, warmth creeping up her cheeks, a tingling sensation kindling between her thighs. She wanted to ignore the desire and to push it away. But Luma was there, and Lara's thoughts began to tumble from what had happened to what still might. At last, Lara straightened, her voice trembling on the edge of control. If your name isn't Eva, what is it then? Luma inclined forward, her lips brushing Lara's ear as she spoke her name. The sound lingered between them, and Lara felt her breath catch, her eyes drifting closed. The name carried strength and authority that both scared and enthralled her. Why did it feel so good to have Luma near her? In Luma's presence, there was a lightness that spread through Lara, a strange sense of power mingled with comforting safety. A shiver passed through her, her grip on control slipping. Her heart pounded, her voice came as if on its own, like a whisper almost lost in the air. That's a beautiful name. Thank you, Luma murmured, her fingers tracing the nape of Lara's neck, brushing softly against her skin. Her lips traveled along Lara's neck, the tender skin there, nibbling playfully, sending shivers through her. Luma's hands moved down Lara's arms, gliding to her sides before cradling Lara's head, her fingers threading through her hair. Lara drew a shaky breath, surrendering to the wave of sensation. There was only this moment. Here and now. Everything else faded away. Slowly and deliberately, Luma's hands found their way beneath Lara's shirt. They reached her breasts, cupping them, kneading them with an intensity that stole Lara's breath. Luma's breathing grew heavier, her warm exhale teasing over Lara's ear and neck, igniting the longing deep within her. Luma's hips shifted, a slow, calculated motion that erased any distance between them. Lara felt the firm pressure against her lower belly, the ripples of pleasure radiating, finding their way to her vulva. The tingling between her legs grew insistent, almost a demand. Luma's lips found Lara's ear, her voice clear and her words deliberate. You are mine, Lara. I desire you. I will take you in every corner of this place as I please. And you know, you can always say stop if you need to. Lara's thoughts dissolved, melting into a shimmering pool of lust and a deep yearning to let go. Everything else ceased to matter. Her breathing quickened, and with the last of her will, she whispered, "Yes, please." Luma turned her around, their lips meeting, and the kiss was fervent and all-consuming. Their tongues intertwined, and Lara felt any sense of reason being drawn out of her. She lost herself in the kiss, surrendering to the urgency. Suddenly, Luma grabbed her tighter, pulling her into the living room to the couch. Luma laid on top of her, her hips moving. Slow at first, then faster. Her thigh slipped between Lara's legs, and the movement became more insistent, the rhythm of her hips demanding, pushing them both beyond. Lara felt the waves of Luma's arousal, the pressure building, their synchronized movements carrying them higher. Luma's hand slipped between Lara's thighs, and her fingers found Lara's clit, rubbing it, her rhythm never faltering. Luma's moans grew rougher, rising until they peaked in a loud, unrestrained cry. Her body trembled, her hips grinding against Lara's thigh, riding out the waves of her climax. Each ripple of pleasure sent a visible shudder through her, her head tipping back as she exhaled, a throaty, sated groan escaping her lips. As her breathing steadied, Luma turned her focus back to Lara. Her fingers delved into the heat between Lara's legs, stroking and teasing her vulva. At first, they were slow and measured, but soon quickened, a relentless rhythm designed to drive Lara higher. Two fingers slipped inside her, as Luma's other hand continued its dance over Lara's clit. Luma's hips didn't stop moving, grinding against her lover's leg as another surge of pleasure overtook her. Lara surrendered completely, her body arching into Luma's touch, her thoughts obliterated in the haze of sensation. There was no space for anything but the rhythm, the connection, and the all-consuming fire that roared between them. Lara felt Luma's practiced touch ignite a heat that spread through her like molten lava. Her skin burned under Luma's hands, her pulse pounding a frantic rhythm. As Luma's fingers worked their magic, Lara's breath hitched, her body coiling tighter with each deliberate motion. She was teetering on the edge, her climax close, her moans spilling freely. And then, just as suddenly, Luma stopped. The abrupt absence of movement left Lara gasping, her protest an unrestrained groan of frustration. Her eyes flew open to find Luma watching her, a look sharp and commanding, cutting through her haze of desire. Luma's gaze held her frozen, her mouth falling silent. And then, with calculated slowness, Luma leaned in, capturing Lara's lips in a kiss that burned hotter than before. The kiss reignited the fire within her, the longing twisting and surging. Lara wanted to scream and give in to her desire, but Luma placed a single finger against her lips, silencing her. "You're my sex toy, Lara," Luma whispered, her voice dark and silky. "You'll do as I say. Trust me, and I promise you'll never regret it." Without another word, Luma left the room, her absence leaving a palpable void. Lara's body ached, her need like a raw, open wound. She felt betrayed, and she went through an emotional hell while anticipating what was to come. It was unbearable. What was the purpose of this cruel game? When Luma returned, her presence was electrifying. The silhouette of the black double dildo was visible between her thighs. In her hand, she held a condom. Wordlessly, she handed it to Lara, her eyes gleaming. Lara's hands trembled slightly as she tore open the foil, rolling the latex down over the shaft. Without hesitation, Luma settled beside Lara on the sofa, their lips meeting once more in a kiss that eclipsed everything around them. She took Lara's hand and gently pulled her up, a clear signal for her to rise. Lara obeyed, her body guided by desire as if controlled by an unseen force. She was ready to drop to her knees, but Luma held her back, motioning for her to straddle her silicone penis instead. With a soft click, Luma activated one of the dildo's 3 vibration settings. "Ride me, Lara," she said, her voice low and husky. "Ride me hard. Then I'll turn the vibration on for you, too." Lara's lips curved into a faint, eager smile. Slowly, she climbed onto Luma's lap, lowering herself onto the toy, her body shivering as it filled her. The sensation was sublime, an electric jolt that made her gasp. Luma's hands gripped her hips, pulling her down further, their lips colliding in a fiery kiss that stole Lara's breath. "You are a perfect little whore," Luma murmured against her mouth, her voice thick with approval. "Now show me how badly you want this." Their movements built together, a crescendo of rhythm and raw desire. Lara's hips moved with unrelenting fervor, her breath coming in ragged gasps as the vibrations and pressure consumed her. Luma's gaze locked onto hers, a smoldering passion that left Lara undone. Each thrust, each touch pushed them closer to the brink, their connection searing, unforgettable. "I love having you inside me," Lara managed to say, her voice broken, raw with emotion. "It makes me feel whole." Luma's radiant smile and approving nod spurred Lara on, their movements deepening the connection between them. With a low, guttural moan, Luma lifted her hips, pulling Lara harder against her. Her hands claimed Lara's breasts, teasing her nipples until Lara's head tipped back, a cry escaping her lips. A sharp, stinging slap landed on Lara's rear, followed by another and another. Each smack sent a jolt of pain and pleasure rippling through her, an intoxicating mix that left her trembling. Luma's grip on her tightened, kneading the tender flesh to soothe the burn. In a fluid motion, Luma leaned forward, pressing Lara back until she lay sprawled across her thighs. The dildo plunged deeper, Luma's grip demanding and relentless. Luma's breathing turned heavier, each exhale deliberate, slow, as if savoring the crescendo building within her. A low moan escaped her as she tilted her head back, her body visibly trembling with the pleasure coursing through her. She held Lara's hips firmly, thrusting forward with a growing urgency, her face contorting in anticipation of her orgasm. As Luma came, her eyes locked onto Lara's, her body convulsing with the force of her orgasm. A deep, primal cry tore from her throat, resonating between them, raw and uninhibited. She bucked forward, then back, riding out the relentless waves of her climax, her voice breaking into a series of stuttered, breathless moans. Her hand cupped the back of Lara's head, pulling her close. The wildness in her gaze softened, giving way to a tenderness that wrapped around Lara like an unbreakable bond. They remained entwined, holding on to each other as the aftershocks of Luma's pleasure slowly faded. Then, with a calculated flick of her wrist, Luma activated the dildo's full vibration setting. A sharp cry burst from Lara as the overwhelming stimulation surged through her, her body immediately responding to the electric hum. Her breath came in shallow gasps, her entire being consumed by the sensation. Luma's fingers danced over Lara's slick skin, finding her clit and massaging it with practiced precision. Lara's moans grew louder and she arched back. The world narrowed to the pulsing pleasure, the connection between them, and the fire blazing uncontrollably within her. When her climax came, it struck with the force of a tidal wave, leaving her shaking and gasping in its wake. As their eyes met, Lara saw more than just desire in Luma's gaze. She saw an unguarded affection. Her heart swelled with an unspoken yearning to voice everything she felt, but fear held her back. What if her honesty drove Luma away again? But Luma's gaze remained steady, her voice a soft whisper. "Say what you want to say, honey. I can hear it and I'm not going anywhere." The words came before she could stop them. "I love you." Lara's voice was fragile, her vulnerability laid bare. Luma's smile was radiant, deep with meaning. "Then you forgive me for not telling you my real name when we first met?" she asked softly. Lara nodded, a warm smile playing on her lips. Luma pulled Lara into a tender kiss, her arms wrapping securely around her. Then, with deliberate care, she shifted, removing the dildo and setting it aside. Luma leaned back into the couch, drawing Lara into her embrace, cradling her as if the world outside had ceased to exist. Her hands traced gentle paths along Lara's skin, a soothing motion that cocooned her in warmth and safety. Lara felt herself drifting, every nerve in her body humming softly, her mind lulled into a serene haze. Entwined, they surrendered to the quiet, the chaos of their passion now giving way to peace. Together, they dozed, wrapped in a shared stillness. When Lara stirred awake, golden sunlight spilled across the room, its warmth blending with the faint scents of the day. She turned to see Luma watching her, a sleepy smile tugging at her lips. "I'm starving," Luma said, her voice soft and light. "Let's get something to eat." Lara's laughter bubbled up naturally, a joyful sound she hadn't realized she was holding back. They dressed and stepped into the day, the warmth of early summer embracing them as they walked hand in hand to a small, bustling cafe known for its all-day brunch. The hum of clinking dishes and quiet chatter filled the air as they took a seat. Over their meal, Lara found herself studying Luma, her mind spinning with unspoken thoughts. She took a breath, her voice steady yet tentative. "I've never dated a sex worker," she said. "How does that work?" Luma's laughter was rich and honest. "It's complicated," she admitted, pausing thoughtfully. "Most people can't handle it. They see it as too much to bear, and honestly, I keep my distance to avoid the inevitable frustration. It's easier that way." "So why make an exception for me?" Lara asked, her gaze steady. "What is this between us?" Luma reached across the table, her fingers brushing against Lara's hand. "Your openness drew me in," she said softly, "and your spontaneity. You match my hunger for life and for sex. That's rare. What we have and what it could become, that's ours to define, if we want to." Lara toyed with the edge of Luma's fingers, her eyes fixed on Luma's. "I'm scared," she admitted. "The thought of you sleeping with other people, even if it's work, that's a lot to take in. Does this mean we'd have an open relationship? Could I see other people too?" Luma's gaze sharpened and her voice was clear. "That depends on how we define it. Just because my work involves sex with many other people doesn't mean I'm polyamorous or want an open relationship. But I value freedom and I always do what I like. I don't let anyone box me in. An open relationship with one deep core relationship. That I could handle. I can be faithful with my heart, but not with my body. But tell me, Lara, what do you want? What have your relationships been like?" Lara hesitated, her brow furrowing as her thoughts churned. It felt as though a knot had formed in her stomach. On one hand, there was freedom. On the other, the constant fear of losing her. And the knowledge that Luma, both professionally and personally, had so many others in her life. There was also the risk of increased exposure to sexually transmitted infections. Her head threatened to explode, but as if Luma knew exactly what she was feeling, and she probably did. She leaned across the table, gently cupped Lara's face in her hands and pulled her closer. Their foreheads touched and Luma closed her eyes for a moment, the gesture a grounding point amidst Lara's confusion. "It's a lot to process," Luma murmured. "Take your time. Think it through at your own pace. Call me when you've figured out what's best for you." Then she slid a small white card across the table. Lara studied the elegant script and read aloud, "Luma Maxima? Do you have a third name yet, specifically for your work?" Her gaze lifted to meet Luma's, who remained calm and almost detached as she nodded. "Of course, I have a separate identity for my work," Luma explained, her voice steady, almost businesslike. Something in her demeanor shifted. A sharpness crept into her posture, unsettling Lara. Suddenly, Luma seemed untouchable, almost professionally distant. Lara swallowed, a dry lump forming in her throat. Confusion rose within her, but so did a deep yearning, an intense need for this woman sitting across the table. She craved her touch, her warmth, her unshakable presence. She lifted her gaze and looked at Luma, who observed her with serene patience. Her smile was faint as she raised her hand, letting her fingertips lightly graze Luma's, as though seeking reassurance that this woman was still the same person with whom she had had this deep, satisfying encounter. For a while, they sat in silence before Lara began. My past relationships were conventional, but shallow. I've been with men, with women, but none of it touched me. With you. She hesitated, her eyes fixed on the table before her. With you, everything seems so easy. I feel safe with you. I love your strength. The way you look at me, the way you touch me. The feeling I get when you take control. She paused again, her voice uncertain, and then said quietly, Maybe an open relationship is exactly what I need. Luma tilted her head slightly, her smile soft yet knowing. There was something superior in her gaze, not born of arrogance, but of deep self-assurance. Lara, Luma said gently, we don't need to decide everything today. Let's take it step by step, and let's always be honest with each other. You don't have to decide anything until you're ready. I'm here. And now, she reached for her coffee, her voice lightening. Let's enjoy our meal. The rest of the afternoon unfolded in a pleasant tangle of laughter and shared stories. They sat amidst the bustling atmosphere of the cafe, and for Lara, it felt like the most natural thing in the world to be there with Luma. With Luma, the dominant escort who now simply seemed to be herself, without losing an ounce of her natural dominance. Lara discovered a new side to Luma, one she liked and wanted to see more of. As early evening fell, the time for goodbye arrived. Luma had a flight the next morning. They stopped outside Lara's building, the moment heavy with unspoken desire. Lara kissed Luma, deeply and passionately, and for a brief moment, she toyed with the idea of inviting her upstairs. She longed to feel Luma inside her again, to savor her closeness. But Luma pulled away gently, a bittersweet smile on her lips. Call me when you're ready, she whispered. I'll be waiting. With those words, she turned and disappeared into the darkness of the night, heading back to her hotel, leaving Lara standing in the glow of streetlights, whose heart was full of longing and possibility. Thanks for tuning in to Luma Maxima, the Dominant Queer Escort. If you enjoyed this story, share it with someone who should hear it. Subscribe to our podcast so we can create more episodes. Thank you.